Welcome to Lucas Oil Stadium as we get set for the Indianapolis Colts and the Miami Dolphins coming up at 1 o'clock today on the Vectren Radio Network. That's 1070 The Fan, Country 97.1 Hank FM in the Indianapolis area. Check Colts.com for the station area. And also on CBS today, Wish TV Channel 8 in Indianapolis. I'm Kevin Lee with the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy. We hit the midpoint of the season, and the Colts are very much in the mix. I don't think a lot of people would have thought that before the season started.
No, and you and I have talked, and you've said it before. You could be here if you had no injuries. Well, the Colts have had plenty of injuries, and they're still here. And Miami hasn't had many injuries, and they're here. So it's 4-3, 4-3, two teams on winning streaks, and both teams with young quarterbacks if Tannehill plays, and I suspect he'll at least play a little bit for Miami. It's going to be one of those games where it may not have as big an impact today as it might have in late December, when you've got a situation where you're looking up AFC wins and you're looking at tiebreakers. The winner of this game has a tremendous leg up. So there's a lot at stake, and it's just going to be a dogfight. It always is. We haven't played them here in a long, long time, but every time Miami comes to town, they usually do well here.
Miami was not expected to win more than four or five games this season either. And what really stood out when I read this morning in the Star is that this is just one of two games where both teams are better than 500. It's not a must-win for either team, but it's one of those need-to-wins if you're going to get to the postseason.
Yeah, I think so, and particularly for the Colts because it's a home game. And that's the thing that Chuck Pagano and Bruce Arians and Ryan Grigson and the players have stressed. You got to protect your home field. So that's a big if today. You've got to win here. If you do, it's a huge win. And this is a very, very short week coming up after the game. Jacksonville plays both games at home. They've got a little bit of an advantage. So you got to win this one here and go in there with a good feeling.
Right here over my left shoulder, one of the key things we're watching before the game, that's Donald Brown with Bruce Arians watching. That's one of the question marks. Donald was downgraded from probable to questionable. He played last week remarkably well, 2 weeks after having knee surgery, and ran for 80 yards, including the big run there in the overtime. One thing we do know, though, Bob, is Robert Mathis is back today, and so is Philly Mawala.
That's going to be a big help up front, because I think no matter who plays at quarterback for Miami, you're going to see a big dose of Reggie Bush. And you've got to have people up front that can either stop the run or, if need be, get to the quarterback. So, yeah, having Robert back, I also think that's going to make Dwight Freeney, a lot better. And with Feely up front, he's one of those guys that you never hear his name. He just makes plays. And that's what we need today. We're going to have to win the giveaway-takeaway ratio battle. We're going to have to run the ball a little bit anyway. I don't think you can run it like we did against Tennessee. Miami's number two against the run in the league. But you've got to be able to have the threat there. And that's why Donald Brown is so important. He's questionable. We'll find out in about an hour whether he's going to be able to go or not.
Yep, we'll get that coming up right around 11:30, 11:45. Maybe you're watching this after that already, so flip over to the radio, 1070 The Fan, Country 97.1, Hank FM. And after the game here on Colts.com, don't forget instant access presented by Exact Target. 1 o'clock the kick today. Colts and Dolphins here. The roof will be closed. It'll be perfect inside here at Lucas Oil Stadium.